A dozen years ago, composer Philip Bimstein settled at the foot of the sheer sandstone walls just outside Zion National Park in southern Utah. Ever since, he's been exploring that landscape for his musical inspiration. He's now in his second term as mayor of Springdale, the town that borders the park. The landscape that he explores is not just environmental. It's also the human landscape of a place settled by the Mormon pioneers 150 years ago. Bimstein made recordings of an elderly harmonica player by the name of Larkin Gifford, who died in 1998. These recordings form the backbone of Bimstein's most recent composition, Larkin Gifford's Harmonica. 25 years ago, Hal Cannon from the Western Folklife Center also recorded Larkin Gifford, whose music defined a special time and place.
I didn't think of it at the time, but I was recording the last of a generation of people who grew up before radio or Victrolas brought music into our homes. In Larkin Gifford's day, if you wanted music, you made it yourself.
There's one, I don't know the name of it. I call it the Will Gifford tune because he used to play it. He's one of the old timers and he used to play it in serenading.
I remember wanting to find out what living in this spectacular place, a ribbon of green valley running out of red cliffs, would do to a fairly isolated people over generations. In Larkin Gifford, I found that local luminary.
Okay, that's his original note. But I might want to use it here, or here.
Philip Bimstein's bright and airy adobe house is perched on a cliff above town. We're in his sound studio where he's adding the finishing touches to his composition. He sits at a computer surrounded by musical keyboards, racks of gear, and flickering screens. Bimstein has digitally sampled Larkin Gifford's words and harmonica music and can now manipulate them with a touch of a key.
I might want to create a little bit of an echo, like
this ice cream.
Philip Bimstein came to Utah's outback from Chicago, where he grew up bouncing between the musical conservatory and his punk rock band, Fill in the Blanks. Since moving to the sandstone canyons of Zion, he's built a considerable reputation in new music circles for what could be described as abstract oral history. His piece, Casino, is scored for wind quintet and the sounds of gambling. Garland Hershey's Cows is a symphony of moos and views. This new composition is constructed entirely from the recordings of Larkin Gifford and his harmonica.
It just comes natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, you like to do it.
In a way, Larkin's harmonica playing becomes my orchestra. Instead of bassoon and violin and so forth, I have this one instrument, but it has a whole range of different colors and pitches and phrases. So I just mess around with it, really. I mean, and I start poking around, making mistakes, you know, because in the beginning there really are no mistakes. I think a lot of composing is just really happy accidents.
Mr. Henry Cornelius had the only store there, the main store. He had some harmonicas in the store there. Father says, I'll get you one if you play it. He got it and handed it to me, and I played The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
I love these old folk tunes, and I love Larkin's playing. But for me as a composer, what I also love to do is to make up something new from all of it.
I didn't ever take any lessons, or nobody told me anything about it, or when to blow and when to inhale. About as much out as there is in.
Larkin has something that it, you know, a lot of formally trained people could really use, and that's heart, you know what I mean? And just joy of performing, listening, hearing others play, of relating to them, of spreading that joy.
It just comes natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, and you like to do it.
Hello.
How are you? Yeah. Good to see you.
Bimstein stands on Ralph Gifford's porch, surveying a yard artistically arranged like a personal museum of old equipment, a buckrake and plow, fanciful rocks and driftwood. Ralph, his wife Virginia, and sister Beverly settle in to audition the new piece about their father. The Giffords take their places on the couch as Bimstein sets up the boombox.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about what you're going to hear. I mean, this is a piece that I wrote about your dad, and I'm hoping that it sort of takes people into his life and into his past, and he tells stories about growing up here and about learning to play the harmonica. If there's anything that you don't like, you know, you should let me know, because it's important to me that you like it.
I remember my father taking me down to the river over in Schoonsburg to give me a drink out of his hand. And I asked Father what the occasion was. I says, I can just remember that. What was it? He said, that was your grandfather's funeral.
The music brings Larkin Gifford back to this living room like no photograph could. Emotion brims crimson on the faces around the room.
When you miss him, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Brings back a lot of memories.
That's just as playing my mind as yesterday. Just drinking out of his hand down to the river.
As the evening flows, memory floods the room. Of Larkin so shy he gave away his crop of apples rather than having to hawk them. Recollections of hand-cranking ice cream and dances at the bandstand, all to the accompaniment of homemade music.
Aunt Lula, Uncle Sterling, and Aunt Thera and Uncle Kay, and they all played musical instruments. It just seemed like it occurred naturally. Anytime company had come, they'd get their instruments out, and there we'd have a musical evening.
We used to have a dance about every week. See him dancing around in circles.
The English word amateur comes from the Latin amator, one who does something purely for the love of it. Music gives the players personal joy, but that joy radiates out to all who are within earshot, whether they're in a music hall or on the front porch. Philip Bimstein.
We're trying to revive this old music-making tradition here. You know, weekly get together, you know, little people bring their guitars and sing their songs.
As mayor, Bimstein sees more dramatically than most artists do what it takes for a small town to be whole and healthy. Through Larkin Gifford's example, we're all reminded of the power of firsthand music. For NPR News, I'm Hal Cannon in Springdale, Utah.
I'm Larkin Gifford. Son of Moses Elias Gifford, born in Springdale, 1906. 1906. That's just as plain in my mind as yesterday.